So, what's the most popular painkiller?
That would be aspirin. In fact, almost 40% of the products we make here are aspirin-based.
It's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Indeed. In fact, we could trace its origins right back to ancient Greece about 2,500 years ago.
Wow. I didn't know it went back that far.
Well, obviously it wasn't known as aspirin then, and it wasn't in pill form. People took dried willow tree leaves, which they knew had an analgesic effect, and made them into tea, which they then gave to women during childbirth. Nobody really knew what was in the leaves that helped to ease pain until over 2,000 years later, in 1823, I think it was, when Italian scientists identified and extracted the active ingredient salicin.
Salicin, that's S-A-L...
S-A-L-I-C-I-N. And later, it was also found in a particular type of flower called the meadowsweet. That was in Germany in 1838. Then in 1853, French scientists succeeded in making a liquid form of salicin, which they called salicylic acid. But the patients they tested it on complained that it caused bad stomach pains.
So a bit counterproductive then.
Exactly. However, in 1893, German scientists discovered that mixing a chemical called acetyl into the salicylic acid greatly reduced its irritating side effects. And then, in 1897, the German pharmaceutical company Bayer developed a process for creating a synthetic version of this acetyl salicylic acid.
Acetyl salicylic acid? That's quite a mouthful.
Which is why they shortened it to aspirin. That year, they began testing their product on patients, and 2 years later, when these clinical trials were complete, aspirin, as we know it now, was launched onto the market.
Well, thank you for the history lesson. That's actually really useful. I might be able to use some of that. Now, I read recently that aspirin... if you take